On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Joanna Earle.
Nigel Farage has announced he's stepping down as leader of UKIP. He's made a statement saying he's done his bit now the UK has voted to leave the EU, but will continue to support the party.
My aim in being in politics was to get Britain out of the European Union. That is what we voted for, and that is why I now feel that I've done my bit, that I couldn't possibly achieve more than we managed to get in that referendum, and so I feel it's right that I should now stand aside.
The MEP first quit as leader after losing to Craig McKinley in South Thanet at last year's general election. He took the job back just a few days later, but KMFM's political editor Paul Francis doesn't think he'll do the same again, though.
I think this time this decision is permanent and won't be changed. He made it very clear that he feels now is the time to move on. And to be fair, he's delivered his principal objective, which was to give the UK a referendum and for that referendum result to be a Brexit. So he can rightly claim to have achieved his main political desire.
KMFM News.
KMFM has been told there needs to be tougher penalties for people smugglers as stats reveal an increase in the number of people being prosecuted. According to the Home Office, 88 people were convicted in the 12 months to April, up almost 70% on the previous year. Keith Vaz is chair of the Home Affairs Select Committee.
The rewards of bringing someone over exceed the amount of a penalty that could be imposed. The penalties need to be much tougher, and we now need to look and see whether we should move it from civil penalties into criminal penalties.
Last week, two men admitted trying to bring 18 migrants into Kent after being caught off Dymchurch.
KMFM News.
Around 25 firefighters have been tackling a fire at a derelict office block in Sittingbourne. Crews are called to Cook's Lane in the Milton Regis part of the town just before 4 this morning and have been working to protect nearby buildings. It's not known yet how the fire started. We're being urged to report cases of private fostering in Kent to protect so-called invisible children. The County Council says it's against the law for under 16s to live without someone who isn't a close relative for more than 28 days without telling the authorities. Peter Oakford is in charge of children's services at KCC.
In a lot of cases, the private foster carers may not be aware that they are expected to report these, and it is part of a formal programme, so we want to make people aware.
It's claimed Southern Railway, which runs services out of Ashford and Tunbridge, is cancelling another 350 trains a day. Govia Thameslink, which runs the service, has blamed high levels of staff sickness and strikes for recent delays and cancellations. An emergency timetable will be brought in from next week.
KMFM News.
A fleet of London black cabs have revived a tradition of bringing disadvantaged children from the capital for a day out at Dreamland. After a break of 8 years, they've arrived in Margate so children can enjoy some time by the seaside. The idea started back in the 70s and crowds used to gather in the town to welcome the convoy. Cabbie Gary Mankelow says it's good to be back.
I just think it's fantastic. It makes you realise how lucky you are to have so-called normal children. It's really nice. We have a lovely day out and we all enjoy it. Bit of fish and chips, bit of suntan. Lovely.
Crystal has joined her son on the day out.
It was through my son's school. They sort of invited us to go Margate and sort of found out when we got here that it's actually going to Dreamland.
And how has your son kind of reacted to it? Is he having a great time today?
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah, he's well happy. He wants to go on the biggest roller coaster.
And two Kent castles have made a list of the 10 best loved in Britain. Dover Castle is ranked 5th with Leeds Castle, 2 places below it. Windsor, which is said to be the Queen's favourite home, tops the table.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Tennis and Andy Murray could be in for quite a test in the last 16 of Wimbledon later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Murray faces Australian Nick Kyrgios this afternoon. Controversy has surrounded the player since his breakthrough year in 2014 with questions about his attitude in matches. Murray says a lot of that criticism is harsh, though.
I'm sure over time he'll, you know, start to do better and understand, you know, how to deal with all of the attention and the questions and stuff. But, you know, sometimes he hasn't done loads wrong and he's got you know, a rough ride.
All last 16 matches in the men's and ladies singles are scheduled for today. On to football, and the semi-final lineup for Euro 2016 is complete. Host France will face world champions Germany on Thursday after easing to a 5-2 victory over Iceland last night. Wales take on Portugal the day before in Lyon. And in cricket, it's day two of Kent's county championship game against Essex. The home side are currently on 214 for two in their first innings at Chelmsford after Kent made 207 in their first go with the bat yesterday.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.